This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Principle number one, always learn authentic knowledge systematically. This is a very important and deliberate statement. Always, meaning never stop. Learn, as in seek knowledge. Authentic knowledge, meaning knowledge that is coming from authentic sources, knowledge that comes from the Quran, from the Sunnah, and via valid scholarship, recognized scholarship. And then systematically, meaning that you're not just taking random facts or listening to a lecture here, reading a pamphlet there, reading an article over there, and then thinking that you've got knowledge, but rather systematically going through the sciences of Islam, whether that be aqidah or theology, whether that be fiqh or jurisprudence, but to go through it systematically with teachers from A to Z so that we get a holistic understanding of knowledge. Principle number two, always ask, where does this information come from? Does it have an isnad? So you receive a WhatsApp message and it says, it is sunnah to do a particular act on this day. So the first question you ask yourself is, where is this coming from? Is this coming from a scholar or is it just coming from my friend? Is it coming from an authority on the topic? Can I trust this source? Islamic scholars would generally ask two questions about the hadith. Does it have an isnad? Can it be corroborated? In other words, can I trace where this knowledge comes from? And then are there other sources that can corroborate this knowledge? Principle number three, are there any contradictions? So if I hear a particular statement, for example, a Muslim should begin everything with Alhamdulillah, and immediately I think, well, aren't we supposed to begin things with Bismillah? So now it seems like there's a contradiction. It's up to me as an individual to now go and seek knowledge to clarify if I'm confused as to how to resolve this contradiction. And most of the time, when it comes from authentic sources, the contradictions can easily be resolved. Are there other opinions and is there a greater context? Let's not be from among those who only listen to one point of view or listen to one particular scholar. And whatever that view states, or whatever that one book says, or whatever that one scholar said, is the gospel truth, the absolute truth, and nothing and no one can be right besides that one opinion. Rather, if there are other opinions, we should be open and we should be tolerant to respect the other views that exist and then go and seek knowledge as to find out which of these views are more authentic or are they all authentic and they basically all have a place within Islam. So these simple points, these will allow us to be more mature with regards to the information that we take in and not just to simply accept, believe, and even worse, pass on things without the verification of authenticity and of the truth behind it. So to revise, always seek, always learn authentic knowledge systematically. That's the first principle. Principle number two, does it have an isnad? Where does this information come from? Or is it just from an unknown source? Number three, can it be corroborated? Are there other forms of information that support what this thing is saying? And then, are there contradictions or other opinions that I need to resolve before I find the truth? And lastly, what is the context? What is the context of this information? For sometimes, a fact can be so out of place that you get a completely different understanding to what was intended. So always find out what the context is of a particular statement or of a fact that you receive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always guide us to the truth. May we recognize the truth when we see it. And may we recognize falsehood when we see it. May we always follow the truth and steer clear of falsehood. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.